Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What do I really like about my bank? When I call my bank after the first or the second ring, I hear the voice of a real, live person. Now that's customer service. I'm Edie Visade, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, even the smallest transactions are a big deal. I'm Nancy Victorine, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
Redwood Capital Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Phil Arnott for Community Comment on KINS Radio. Because Thanksgiving is just a week or so away, I thought that I should read to you an article from the Wall Street Journal that gave us the definition of an American. Recently, but there was a report that a Pakistani newspaper had published an offer of a reward to anyone who killed an American, any American. So an Australian dentist wrote the following to let everyone know what an American is, so they would know when they found one. An American is English, French, Italian, Irish, German, Spanish, Polish, Russian, or Greek. An American may also be Canadian, Mexican, African, Indian, Chinese, Japanese, Australian, Iranian, Iraqi, Asian, Arab, Pakistani, Afghan, Bosnia, or a Croat. An American may also be a Cherokee, Osage, Blackfoot, Navajo, Apache, or one of the many other tribes known as Native Americans. An American is Christian, or he could be Jewish, or Buddhist, or Muslim. In fact, there are more Muslims in America than in Afghanistan. The only difference is that in America, they are free to worship as each of them chooses. An American is also free to believe in no religion. For that, he will answer only to God, not to the government or to the armed thugs claiming to speak for the government and for God. An American is from the most prosperous land in the history of the world. The root of that prosperity can be found in the Declaration of Independence, which recognizes the God-given right of each man and woman to pursue their happiness. An American is generous. Americans have helped out just about every other nation in the world in their time of need. Americans welcome the best products, the best books, the best music, the best food, and the best sleep, but they also welcome the least. These are, in fact, the people who build America. Some of them were working in the Twin Towers the morning of September 11th. I have been told that the World Trade Center victims were from at least 30 other countries. So you may try to kill an American if you must. Hitler did, so did General Tojo and Stalin, Mao Zedong, and every bloodthirsty tyrant in the world. But in doing so, you'd just be killing yourself. So I leave you with a point to ponder. Because Americans are not a particular people from a particular place, they are the embodiment of the human spirit of freedom. Everyone who holds to that spirit everywhere is an American. This is Phil Arnott for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.